This podcast is brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Come with me now, on a journey through New Zealand's music landscape as we explore songs from across Aotearoa. This is Homegrown Only.
Kia ora and welcome along to Homegrown Only. I'm your host Shannon, and today I'm joined by the wonderful and back by popular demand, Mr. Dave.
Whoa, and the crowd goes wild.
As he runs towards the microphone.
Oh yeah, do I need to be closer?
Yeah, that's a bit better. Hello.
Oh yeah, hello.
You've put a lot of work into this playlist.
Oh, it's all me.
It's all you.
I mean, this is basically my life's work.
And I think the audience will definitely understand when they hear how much effort has gone into this, because it's a great playlist and it just flows beautifully.
Yeah.
You got some bangers, you got some classics, you got some new music, some old music.
I mean, did I ask you for a little bit of counsel on occasion? Sure, sure. Did you take the lead with maybe the majority of it? Maybe.
Just maybe. Just maybe. I did pick this song, however, because this is an artist that is still up and coming, so it's a very much a watch the space, I reckon, for this artist. They're a wee band out of Wellington, and I think my understanding is the chick that fronts this band actually does a show on Wellington's community access radio station, which is pretty cool.
Goodness.
Here is Tahini Bikini with Breakdown Service.
Thank you.
Fresh FM.
Far, far away, yes, I'm far away. Far, far away, I wanted to stay that way. Far, far away, but you're on my mind. Far, far away, I thought I'd left you behind. Music makes me feel like I'm alive. It can wake me up, it can make me dive. It can dry my face or bring the waters down. Now all I know is I won't be seeing you around. Far, far away, so far away. Far, far away, wanted to stay that way. Far, far away, but you're on my mind. Far, far away, I thought I left you behind. It can bring me up like a soaring kite. You can bring me down like turning off the light. I can sail away on the melody of desire. You can bring me back, pour water on this fire. And you're so far, far away. Far, far away, I wanted to stay that way. Far, far away, you're on my mind. Far, far away, I thought I'd left you behind.
Mel Parsons, Far Away. You're here listening to Homegrown Only on Fresh FM with Shan and Dave. Did you like that song, Dave?
I really did.
You really did?
Yeah. Yeah. So much of this music, you're introducing me to it. So,
opening your ears.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. And, you know, like a lot of the songs I've heard before, but I didn't realize they were homegrown.
That's a common piece of feedback I get.
Yep.
And the thing about Mel Parsons, so that's actually an older track from Mel. That was one of her earlier, I think, 2014 albums from memory. She has just released a new album, which is very exciting because not only is she juggling all the things in life, she's a mom, she's got all these things going on, and she still finds so much time for her music. They actually locked themselves away at a place called Castle Hill to record the album Castle Hill for a week. Smashed it out in a week. Did a full Chili's, like, Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
You always find time for a good, like, yarn about a musician that people might not know.
Bit of a story, bit of a fact.
I've seen you do that. It's good craft.
Thank you.
Very good.
Love a fun fact. And I was really lucky to catch up with Mel this week. So she's making her way to Nelson on Thursday, the 27th of August. They're doing a tour. And Nelson is the first date, which is so exciting. I love seeing a band at the start of a tour, you know, before they've kind of copied and pasted too many times. They're fresh, they're ready, they're hungry for it, and it's always such a great show. And I'm going to play the interview for you next. Here is my chat with Mel Parsons.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon, and today I have the absolute honour of chatting to a wonderful Kiwi artist. Her name is Mel Parsons, and she has just released an amazing album, and she's making her way to the top of the South Island. First of all, Mel, how are you doing today?
I'm really well, thanks. Yeah, it's a sunny day down here in Littleton, so just lapping it up.
Such a beautiful spot. I love Littleton. And your album, Castle Hill, you just shared some very exciting news with me. Do you want to share it with our listeners as well?
Yeah, look, I just heard that the album has gone number one on the New Zealand top 40 charts and the top 20. So it's which is quite a rare thing. As I was like, oh, this is great, you know, and then it turns out it's only the second Kiwi artist since 660 this year to do that. So we knocked Ariana Grande off the top for the week. And so it's very exciting. It's great to know that people are listening to it.
Oh, and it's so well deserved. It's a beautiful album. All your music is amazing. But this one in particular, I can't help but listen through it. And I listen cover to cover as well. I'm shocking. I usually just jump from in and out of different albums. But Castle Hill, there's something about the way you've structured it. It's just got such a beautiful flow. Is there anything you want to tell us about your process of writing this album in particular?
Yeah, sure. I mean, first of all, I have to say I'm really glad to hear that you listen to it front to back, because it's like you say nowadays with, you know, streaming, often it gets jumped around. So yeah, I think in terms of the writing, it was very much it was pretty intensive kind of a process. Like my song ideas sort of gestate sometimes over months or years, but the actual getting them down into song form is usually pretty intense. So I had a week of just full on kind of writing, I guess you could say, and before I got into the studio, which the studio was actually a lodge that we hired up in Castle Hill Village in the Southern Alps, and got the band together and brought them all up, relocated the studio and made it up there. So it was a real, it was a very intensive process, but it's a really nice way of working. It makes things really fresh and hopefully there feels like there's a lot of light in there.
And how long did it take you to record the album? Like in that sort of format, all being on site is something you can just kind of give it, it's a bit of a labour of love. How long did it take you from start to finish?
Yeah, well, we were up there in the lodge. We had a week up there, so just working. I mean, it's pretty intensive working, so working sort of days and nights, which, you know, that's the joy of when you're full immersion and living on site and, you know, cooking together and staying together and things. So it was definitely a pretty full-on work week, that's for sure. But, it's a really nice way to make. It's a really nice way to make a record, you know, just without the distractions of the rest of the world, I guess.
Oh, I imagine so, and especially now with being a mother and having other commitments, it's you kind of need to throw everything into it. So being removed from your day-to-day life must have been quite a change for you. But obviously the music that came out of that was absolutely magic, so it worked really well. And you're going on tour with this album and you're heading to Nelson with a first date on the list. So that is Thursday the 27th of August at the beautiful Theatre Royal in Nelson. Can you tell us a bit about why you chose that venue in particular, Mel?
Yeah, I mean, I love, you know, first of all, I've loved, you know, I started my career in Nelson. I've spent time at the Nelson School of Music and the Theatre Royal. I've played a lot of shows there over the years, and it's just always it's a beautiful theatre. It's always such a great vibe. And yeah, it feels really special actually to be kicking off the tour the first night there. I'm super looking forward to it. We have the whole band and it's going to be really, really lovely.
What does the rest of the year look like for you? So you've obviously been so busy working on this album. You've got a tour August right the way through to September. How's the rest of 2026 shaping up for you, Mel?
After, yeah, but it's definitely full noise until the end of this tour, and then I'll take I'll have a coffee break after that, and then I'm heading to North America, so I've got some Canadian shows, and then just working on Australian, and we've got a Europe run early next year. So it's kind of, yeah, it'll pause for a little minute, but no, it never really stops. There's always things in the pipeline, and you know, it's a nice way to be. I think you've always got to have something to look forward to, and just yeah, keep the wheels turning.
Some dates on the calendar. No, it looks like you've got a very busy month ahead, but so lovely that you've included us on your tour. And it's so wonderful how, because you studied at the Nelson School of Music, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I came to Nelson straight out of high school and did a year at the School of Music, and just had formative time. Absolutely loved it. And so it's always just that extra bit special coming back to play in Nelson, for sure.
Oh, we can't wait to have you back. Look, thank you so much for your time today, Mel. So that was Mel Parsons. She is touring her Castle Hill album. If you haven't heard it yet, make sure you sit down, grab a nice cup of coffee and listen to it right the way through. You will not regret it. If you want to grab tickets, you can head to melparsons.com for tour dates, and tickets for the Nelson show are available through theatreroyalnelson.co.nz. Thanks again for your time today, Mel. And how can our listeners follow your journey and listen to your music? What's the best way to reach you?
The best way to keep in touch, as you say, is just my website, probably just melparsons.com, or also on the socials, my Instagram or Facebook. I'm usually pretty relentless on there, so just any of those, pick your poison.
Oh, that's great. Look, thanks again for your time today, Mel. I'm really looking forward to seeing you here next week.
Great pleasure. I can't wait for it.
Weta Calling On, one of my favourite tracks. Such a great band. Aaron Tokuna, anything that man touches, anything that he has fingerprints on, magic.
Oh, this was one of very, very early on in our relationship. I remember you taking me on like a musical journey via YouTube videos.
With Aaron A.
Yes.
All his bands.
Yeah. There was.
It's a long journey.
It was like a presentation. It was.
I had it prepared.
It really was. It was highly enjoyable, but it was very much like a presentation.
Yeah, I'm a bit passionate when it comes to Aaron Tokuna and his musical journey. Another band I do love, got to say it, Crowded House, Kiwi Classics. And you loved the song. When I played it, you were like, yes!
You know, this was another song that, weirdly enough, I hadn't put two and two together. I mean, sure, like I've been in New Zealand a while now, so like I found out a while ago.
Well, the thing with the Crowded House... like, where am I going?
Yeah.
The interesting thing about Crowded House is they actually formed in Melbourne. So, Wikipedia-wise, they are classed as an Australian band, which absolutely pains us Kiwis because majority are Kiwi musicians. And it's, you know, Split Ends, reinvented Crowded House.
Yeah.
But damn it, they were in the wrong country at the time of the naming of the band. But we're still going to claim them and we're still going to play them here on Homegrown Only. Here is Crowded House with Don't Dream It's Over.
Fresh FM, radio by, for, and about the top of the South.
The Mint Chicks, Crazy, Yes, Dumb, No, one of my favourite drum scores. That's just so brilliant. So basic, very repetitive, but so effective. What's your feedback?
It seems like it would be quite hard to my very untrained ear. It seems like I imagine trying to do that speed, and that seems hard.
The speed's okay. It's the consistency.
Right.
From experience of trying to drum along to this track. Like, you can start off good, but if you start lagging, you get lost.
Do you need one of those
metronomes,
like a timer thing?
That's what your foot's for.
Right. Just saw it on a music documentary once, like someone talking about that happened to them when they were recording a song. I think it was like the Foo Fighters documentary or something.
Someone whipped out a
metronome. But maybe that was just, maybe it's not like an industry-wide thing, that would be an insult.
Not so much an insult, but as a drummer, it's putting the pressure on when you can hear the beat so perfectly.
Yeah. I see.
But that song, they absolutely nailed it. And up next, we're going to play another wonderful Kiwi artist. Another great song. This song is so awesome. The first time I heard this, I still remember the moment so vividly. It was live at the Silver Scrolls. It would have been, I'm going to have to say, 2015 at a pinch. I think it's right when the song came out. Tammy Nielsen was still not a household name. And it was the song that she got up and sung while we were trying to get to our seats. So if you imagine everyone's mingling and chatting and then the lights went dark and her voice just belted out and everyone just scurried and was like, oh my gosh, the show's about to begin. And it was such a magical moment. And every time I hear the song, I can't help but see that scene in my head. Here it is, Tammy Nielsen with Walk Back to Your Arms.
My heart is a beep, beep, beating inside my chest. Till I get your love and I won't get no rest. No matter what you say or do, what kind of hell you gonna put me through? I'm gonna walk,
walk, walk
back to your arms.
Walk, walk.
Yeah, you're gonna talk,
talk, talk, talk
with all your charm. Trouble that you get me in. A silver tongue never gonna leave me low, but every time I try to stop myself, I just can't go. I'm gonna walk,
walk, walk
back to your arms.
Walk, walk.
Yeah, you're gonna talk,
talk, talk, talk
with all your charm.
Walk, walk.
This is Mel Parsons, and you're listening to Fresh FM.
Thank you. It's a beautiful song, isn't it? This song, however, is not beautiful. It's a song about ugly, ugly jealousy, which we all feel, unless you did. This is the Green Light song.
Pardon comes in waves. Letters written every day. Jealousy's an awful thing. Let her find a way to you. Can I call you? Can I call you?
and I believe it too.
Letters written every day,
they never breathe a word of truth.
Jealousy's an awful thing,
it's easier than just sitting still.
Let her find her way to you,
but I can't be sure she ever will.
Can I call you?
How's the weather there? When I ain't home again,
can I call you?
Don't you remember?
Can I call you?
Things are going pretty well.
Can I call you?
Yeah, you sound happy.
Can I call you?
What are you drinking?
Can I call you?
Who's there with you? That's all I ever do.
Learn to love your solitude.
I just don't know what that means.
You're gonna push her to the end.
No!
She's your lover, she's your friend.
Oh, she's my lover, she's my friend.
Our dear friend Mr. Marlon Williams with Can I Call You, an absolutely haunting song.
He can be haunting, can't he, Marlon?
That song and that recording, the live at the Town Hall, when it was, that's probably, I'd hate to say it because I don't know if I could choose a favourite, but it could potentially be my favourite album of his.
I think every video that you've ever played me of a Marlon song, and there have been many.
A couple.
I think they've all been like live. It's never been like the more polished stuff.
It's got to be the live, and it's most of it is these recordings. The live at the Town Hall, they captured it so well, and that particular song, you kind of feel it. We are going to play some more Kiwi music for you. We're going to run out of time very shortly. The next track is from a Nelson band. We're claiming these guys. They were not in Australia at the time of naming this band. Here are Minwe with Accept You.
I never broke anything I had. I never had anything I broke. Except you. Except you. I never kept anything I stole. I never stole anything I kept. Except you. Except you.
I never see. Te reo irirangi o te tauihu o te waka o Māori, Fresh FM, tauke!
Phaser Days, Treading Lightly. You have been listening to Homegrown Only here on Fresh FM. I hope you've enjoyed today's show and Dave's playlist that he lovingly handcrafted for you.
I know. Yeah, with only a small amount of guidance like we talked about.
Very small amount. Mm. Any final words to our listeners?
Oh, look.
Listener.
If
Rach.
Yeah.
And Steph. Steph tunes in.
Look, I think our listenership is on the rise. Mm. I can only see it going... Well, it can only go in one direction.
It's only going to go one way.
But look, it's been lovely sitting here and doing this with you again.
It's good fun.
I don't know if you'll have me back. I don't know how well I contribute, really.
I think you're great.
I need to up my banter game, or ideally my musical knowledge game. That would probably be more helpful.
I think, to be honest, I just need to take you to some more gigs.
I need to go gigging again.
Let's get you gigging.
I need to go gigging. All right.
Well, this artist is someone who might make their way back to Nelson, hopefully in the not-too-distant future. He is a big fan of our region, and once again, he's one of those amazingly talented Kiwi artists who's in multiple bands, and every band he's in do extremely well. Most famous for the band Golden Horse, Mr. Ben King. I really like this band, though. I'm not going to say more, but this song is standout. Here is Grand Rapids with Never Be Without You.
Fresh FM is supported by Irirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air.
This podcast was brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Other great local podcasts are available through our website, freshfm.co.nz.